Understand the Why Behind the Work, Ebony F. McClintock Bennett. Story by Cheryl Marino for the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center. Ebony F. McClintock Bennett. Command/Organization, Army Contracting Command Mission Installation Contracting Command Office of Small Business Programs. Title, Procurement Analyst. Years of Service in AWE, 15. DAWEA Certifications, Contracting Professional. Education, MA in Communication and Media Management Administration, BS in Mass Communications, Broadcasting, both from Norfolk State University. Awards, Fiscal Year 2025 Q3 Beyond the Call of Duty Award by the Department of the Army Small Business Director, 2025, Army Civilian Service Commendation Medal, 2014-2023, Achievement Medal for Civilian Service, 2018, Fiscal Year 2013 Army Contracting Command Awards Program, Outstanding Mission Support Business Operations, Other Than Major Weapons Systems, Award 2014 for Ebony McClintock Bennett. Understanding the why behind the work is not optional, it is essential. That perspective provides the context that turns requirements into informed decisions and ensures each action supports a broader mission. With an open mindset and a willingness to adapt, she approaches procurement as both a strategic and evolving discipline, helping the Army sustain the innovation, preparedness, and responsiveness required to support the warfighter. When you understand the purpose behind the process, the work becomes more meaningful, and you become a stronger acquisition professional, she said. As a procurement analyst for the Army Contracting Command's Mission and Installation Contracting Command, ACC Mike, Office of Small Business Programs, OSBP, McClintock Bennett supports five contracting offices within the 418th Contracting Brigade, 418th CSB. In this role, she plays a key part in advancing the Army's acquisition mission by ensuring contracting actions support both operational readiness and long-term industrial base objectives. I focus on developing mission-aligned procurement strategies and ensuring contracting actions support the Army's industrial base initiatives, particularly those that expand small business participation, she explained. This work strengthens and maximizes competition, drives innovation, and reinforces the industrial foundation that fortifies our nation. Her work also includes close collaboration with contracting officers, program teams, and industry partners. Through market research and informed acquisition planning, she helps shape strategies that are compliant, mission-focused, and responsive. By bridging the gap between government and industry, she brings industry feedback back to program teams to improve clarity and fairness in solicitations. There's a real sense of purpose in helping shape acquisitions that strengthen the industrial base, bring new technology into the force, and ensure taxpayer resources are used wisely, she said. You get to see how your expertise contributes to decisions that ripple across programs, commands, and ultimately, the battlefield. Being part of a community of professionals who are all committed to enabling readiness, accelerating capability, and solving complex problems adds a sense of pride that's hard to find anywhere else. McClintock Bennett joined the Army Acquisition Workforce, AAW, seeking a career where her skills could directly support a mission larger than herself. Before joining the AWE, I worked in roles that strengthened my understanding of procurement, industry engagement, and business operations, she said. Those earlier positions taught me how organizations make purchasing decisions, manage risk, and build relationships with customers and suppliers, all of which translate seamlessly into supporting acquisition planning and advocacy. Her Army career began as an intern at Aberdeen Proving Ground South in Edgewood, Maryland, supporting the Edgewood Chemical Biological Center. The pace was fast, and the learning curve was steep, yet every task felt connected to something bigger than me, she said. One of her earliest experiences as a contract specialist left a lasting impression, supporting the procurement of piping components for the Army's field deployable hydraulic system. That experience showed her how even seemingly routine purchases could determine whether a critical system became operational in time to support the mission. What drew me in immediately was the sense of purpose woven into the work, she said. Acquisition wasn't just paperwork or process, it was problem solving, teamwork, and the challenge of bringing together funding, logistics, and contracting to meet real operational needs. Entering the workforce during the Army's transition from paper military interdepartmental purchase requests, MEEPs, to the General Fund Enterprise Business System, GEFEBS, added complexity. Every requirement meant learning a new system, troubleshooting unexpected issues, and figuring out how to align funding and contract structure in ways that made sense, she explained. I made mistakes, plenty of them. But working through those challenges forced me to understand the mechanics behind each action, not just the steps on a checklist. Over time, she developed a deep understanding of funding flows, contract structure, and execution from start to finish. Those early challenges soon became opportunities to help others navigate similar obstacles. I became the person teammates sought out when they hit the same roadblocks I had struggled through. she said. That experience shaped me far more than I realized at the time. It taught me that growth often comes from the hard lessons, and that even the smallest procurement action can have a direct impact on readiness. Those formative years helped solidify her commitment to the field. That foundation continues to guide how I support the AWE today, she said. I also never forget where I started. I often think back to that intern, me, who once faced many of the same challenges our interns encounter now, just in a different form. That perspective shapes how she mentors the next generation of acquisition professionals. They will always get the why from me, she said, explaining that understanding purpose helps clarify the what, who, where, and when of acquisition actions, and ultimately how each role contributes to the warfighter's mission. When McClintock Bennett stepped into her current position, she set three clear goals: deepen her expertise in procurement policy, strengthen support for industrial base initiatives, and mentor future contracting professionals. Today, I am proud to say that I have made significant progress with these goals by turning them into tangible actions and measurable results, she said. Looking ahead, she plans to continue pursuing training and developmental opportunities, staying engaged with policy updates, and taking on assignments that broaden her impact. Some of the most important points in my AWE career have come from seeking mentorship, pursuing developmental opportunities, and pushing myself to step outside my comfort zone, she said. Having mentors has been invaluable. They challenged my thinking, helped me navigate tough decisions, and encouraged me to grow. That mindset led her to pursue developmental assignments across organizations and missions, including her recent selection for a 6-month Headquarters Department of the Army Office of Small Business Programs assignment at the Pentagon. Leadership development programs such as the Acquisition Leadership Challenge Program, ALCP, and Inspiring and Developing Excellence in Acquisition Leaders, IDEAL, further shaped her growth. She describes the IDEAL 25 cohort as a program that will genuinely accelerate your growth as a leader. Because of IDEAL, I'm now able to approach difficult conversations with clarity, manage my priorities by truly distinguishing what's urgent from what's important, and communicate with greater intention, she said, noting the value of site visits to industry partners and direct engagement with leadership teams. IDEAL also encouraged long-term career planning. The briefing we received from the senior staff college professor was particularly inspiring. It piqued my interest and put that program on my radar as a goal to look forward to possibly pursuing as I move further in my career. She said ALCP remains one of the most influential experiences of her career. At that point in my life, ALCP helped me grow both personally and professionally, she said. It shaped how I show up as a leader and as an acquisition professional. Those experiences strengthened her confidence, communication, and self-awareness. The skills and insight I gained have not only advanced my career, they have fundamentally enhanced the way I contribute to mission success across the Army acquisition workforce, she said. Mentorship remains central to her approach. I encourage junior acquisition professionals to ask questions, take ownership of their learning and career, and not shy away from the hard parts of contracting, she said, advising them to embrace training and developmental opportunities. Understanding yourself is just as important as understanding your profession, she added. Outside of work, McClintock Bennett describes herself as the steady presence who keeps people connected and moving forward, a role that mirrors how she leads professionally. That same grounding presence carries into my work in the AWE, she said. I naturally lean into mentorship, communication, and relationship building, helping teams make sense of complex processes and understand the purpose behind what we do. For her, purpose remains the through line. One of the most important lessons I've learned throughout my career is that growth often comes from discomfort, she said. Put yourself out there, stay curious, and remember that every experience, whether virtuous or challenging, builds the foundation for a strong and successful acquisition career.